Be honest. Do you pressurize your kids? Now, some might hate me for bringing up this topic, but I feel it is highly, highly necessary. I understand this can be a sore subject for many parents. But being a parent myself, I can understand how we as parents tend to pressurize our kids trying to live up to their social norms. When other children are doing better than our children in class or behaving a certain manner, we believe we are lacking as a parent, or even judge other parents who aren't doing as well. And then we think our children are lacking as well because they should be perfect children. Talking from experience of how I used to think that my daughter should be doing the best academically, and I was lacking in my parenthood by not giving her extra tuition lessons after school or even paying for extra classes. Yes, she was a little behind from her peers at school, and so inevitably I enrolled her to a tuition center. I won't say their name as it isn't nice to name bash any company, but it was their way of learning, so let's just leave it there. Anywho, I started sending my daughter to these tuition sessions, which was mainly maths and English, but I realized her weaker subject was maths, so I stuck to maths. There were many children her year, even younger, who were quite ahead and doing algebra in the center that I didn't even know. Trust me, I don't remember how to do algebra anymore, so don't ask me. So she had to start from basics of how fast she could add and learn her times tables. I noticed that over time of me having to remind her to do her homework, because basically she was given like a daily little slip to do, right? And she had to do it in a specific form of time, which is not only frustrating for me, but she began to hate learning altogether. I would had every day push her. Seriously, I had to push her every day to the daily task, and sometimes the speed was fast, sometimes it was slow. I realized being just a 7-year-old, it was just getting too much for her. She had school all day, homework for school, which was only reading and, you know, having a bit of English here and there, but then having to do Arabic classes in the evening. She wasn't getting any downtime. However, I just plodded on because I thought, you know what, I should be doing this because other parents are doing this. You know, children need to go to tuition. You know, why, you know, it's good for her. How does she know what's good for her? Anyway, however, she was still one of the students in her tuition class, or actually the whole center, I would say. Actually, not the center, but mainly in her class, who was in the year that she was working with, who was behind from the rest and wasn't moving up any levels any faster. However, what put me off was there were these two occasions that they had, like an achievement day where they give out certificates and where the child moves up a level and they give you a certificate. And on both of these days, to my heartbreak, my daughter didn't receive any recognition or a certificate. However, the second one, I made a funny face at the head of tuition. Then she quickly scrapped a certificate of effort. But let me tell you what happened the first time. The first time, my daughter walked out crying and I had to explain to her, okay, you know what, you work hard, my love, and next time you will get one, and, you know, trust me, you'll be fine. She's only 7. She tried to understand as she could and did try her best, but the second time, I was really pissed. Okay, the reason I was pissed, what did I do? Okay. The reason I was pissed was because my daughter was actually really upset, and that really put me off. So what did I do? I actually offered to say a few words in front of everyone, because, you know, they would do that at the end, like, you know, do any parents want to say anything and blah blah blah. I put my hand up and said, you know what, hey, I'm gonna go and say something about this. I went and made a point about how a child, you know, there was about 50 people in the room, I'd say, or I made a point about how every child has its own abilities, and as parents, why are we pushing our children so much and taking away their childhood? Like, why are they racing? Every child in the room, I mean every single child apart from mine, because bless my daughter, she was crying, nodded their heads in agreement. You might be thinking I was being too overprotective, shielding my daughter from the outside world. No, well, you know what, you can think what you want, I don't care. Actually, I was educating her to be empowered, that no matter where she went, that her abilities are none less than anyone else, and no one is less or above her. We are all equal. Excuse me. Some have faster learning paces than others, and sometimes we don't need to learn everything according to what the system says. But whenever I get a school report from my daughter's school, and if she is slightly below average, do I care? Hell no. I've completely changed my mindset. And speaking of average, I asked the teacher what she meant. So anytime she goes, well, she's a bit below average and whatever, and she goes, oh, it just means we measure the child to the government and school statistics. Okay, so my child is a little test, you know, is a test, is a guinea pig now. So anyway, so I thought to myself, okay, my daughter has learned Arabic in such a way that I didn't even learn growing up. Okay, her memory is so sharp. She's kind, has empathy. I'm sure I'm doing pretty okay as a parent. So my next question is always to the teachers, okay, is my child happy at school? Is she helpful and caring? If the answer is yes, my child is doing great. Yes, she may be a little bit lower, but guess what? Come back to the tuition story. Yes, I took her out straight away and wrote a long letter to the head as to why she won't be coming in back. Yes, they tried to convince me back and said, you know, apologize, whatever. And I said, you know what, you've done it twice now, mate. I'm not doing this again. I'm not putting my child through that ordeal. So I said to them in my email, look, I said, I sent my child to gain confidence, not to lose the confidence she already had. And guess what? Since then, my daughter has dramatically got better at maths in school without me even helping her much, and is working on the average level. And you know why? Because the pressure is taken off and she loves school. So we need to make sure our children are loving school. And that's the main thing. If my child is enjoying what they're doing, and which is why we're all here. Why am I even doing this podcast? Because I like it. It's my passion. So anything I do without a passion, anything, if you put this in our children now, do what you love, trust me, they'll be great at it. Grades, anything, do not identify a child's ability or their intelligence. So next time, if you see another child doing better than your child, look for the good things in your child. And I'm sure you'd be pretty surprised that maybe your child is, you know, at least your child is more kind and is not spoiled, is caring. And these are the attributes we need to live in this world.